Blackstone Audiobooks presents Bloodsport by Dick Francis. Chapter 1. I awoke with foreboding. My hand closed in a reflex on the Luger under the pillow. I listened, acutely attentive. No sound. No quick, surreptitious slither. No rub of cloth on cloth. No half-controlled, pulse-driven breath. No enemy hovering. Slowly, relaxing, I turned half over and squinted at the room. A quiet, empty, ugly room. One third of what, for want of a less cozy word, I called home. Bright sunshine bypassed the thin pink curtains, spilling a gold slash on the faded brown Wilton. I didn't like pink. Also, I didn't have the energy it would take to argue the landlord into changing to blue. After 8 months, I knew he never renewed anything until it had fallen to bits. In spite of the prevailing calm, the feeling of foreboding deepened, and then identified itself and dissolved into a less threatening, more general state of gloom. Sunday morning, June 20th. The beginning of 3 weeks' leave. I rolled back onto my stomach and shut my eyes against the sun, and took my hand 6 inches from the Luger, which was far enough, and wondered how long a man could sleep if he really put his mind to it. Even a man who never slept soundly to start with. 3 weeks. The 3 obligatory overdue weeks could be got through more easily asleep. 3 millenniums of sleep lay under the pillow. The 9mm equalizer, my inseparable friend. It went with me everywhere, to beaches, to bathrooms, to other beds than my own. It was there to save my life, not to take it. I had lived through a lot of temptations, and I lived with that, too. The telephone bell put paid to the 3 weeks before they had gone half an hour. Hello?